As long as he doesn't cut out any of the anal seepage.
He might.
He's going to be like, say anal seepage one more time, and I'll be like, anal seepage.
You're listening to Those Dram Yinzers with your hosts, John and Zach.
Zach.
Welcome to Those Dram Yinzers. We drink whiskey
and talk about it.
For everything Those Dram Yinzers, be sure to visit thosedramyinzers.com. You can find our social media links, our Patreon page, the order form for our hats, and the link to Zach's favorite website.
Oh, why, John, are you talking about dramit.threadless.com?
Why, yes, I am.
Oh, it's a one-stop shop for all of your favorite swag from your favorite podcasters. Would highly recommend you go check it out, buy some stuff, help us support our kids through college.
If you're interested in sponsoring the show, would like us to do an ad for your product, would like us to try your product on the show, send us a DM or an email. Let's take a minute to talk about Frost Buddy. It's a great way to support the show while also getting something for yourself in return. It's the best all-in-one koozie you can ever have. Their universal buddy fits four different types of bottles and cans and can even turn into a full-on drink container with their additional lid. Use the link in our bio to check it out for yourselves. And if you buy something through our link, Frost Buddy will send us part of the sale. Again, great way to support the show and get something for yourself in return. Before we begin, we have one more thing to talk about. The Elwood City Wine and Bourbon Walk is coming back for another year. The second annual. So again, in Elwood, which is mine and T's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day weekend again, May 11th. It's a Saturday.
Yes.
From 12 to 4. Here's the best part. $25 if you buy now. $35 at the door. So you save $10 by buying it before the day of.
There you go.
So that's huge. And there's 14 vendors. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people last year, and you can listen to our audio and everything like that. They had a blast. And like four, I mean, think about it. You're getting, and they were all pouring one or two things apiece. So
oh, yeah.
You
no,
could buy, I mean, if you hit all of them, you could look at least 28 samples if you hit two at each spot.
Oh, yeah. No, you it know? More than pays for itself.
And the biggest thing that they didn't have last year, which again, fantastic job on their first year, was enough food. There was that one food truck there, but that was for something else. It just kind of happened to be lucky that it was the same day.
Yeah.
So they're actually going to have, I don't know which ones yet, but they're going to have food trucks.
That's excellent.
You know, throughout the walk as well, which will be huge. And, you know, then you can try more because you have food in your tummy.
Darn tootin', Sir Isaac Newton.
We will link the event page, the link to buy the tickets if you want to go, in the show notes, and then I'll also add it in our bio on all our social medias. So you can click and save $10 by buying early.
What?
I sold 200 tickets last year.
That's legit.
Or over 200 tickets last year.
That's what's up.
Yeah, for first year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, we were walking around, like, it was pretty busy.
Yeah, no, there you was know, always somebody else in there.
It's like 3-4 blocks, you know, if they use the same businesses again. But yeah, I'm pretty pumped. Be on the lookout for our social media posts. We are doing all the promotion for it. There is an event page on Facebook if you like to use that as a nice reminder of like, oh, this is coming up. But so again, that's May 11th, $25 ahead of time, $35 day of, from 12 to 4, 14 vendors plus food trucks. I mean, you got to pay for the food plus food trucks. And it should be a good time. I'm excited. I'm going to be sad. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be home that weekend.
Mm.
But Zach and T are going to man the station.
Battle stations. Dad's gone, so he's going to have to just...
cross my fingers and pray.
He's just going to have to deal with whatever we put out there. I'm just going to make fart noises for 2 hours.
Whatever. If we can't use it, we can't use it.
I'm 35, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Father of two.
I'm going to be 38 this year. I don't like that.
You look so much younger.
Thanks.
Don't look a day over 35.
Thanks. All right, so today on this episode, A, Zach, you're back since Christmas.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
And I think what we're going to do, and it's my fault. I did not update everybody. I was just really bad at social media for a while. It's because December is just so crazy in general, like for life, for your work, you know. And then because we're doing the advent calendar, which is just insanity, fun insanity, but it's still insanity. We took January off. Like we just said, January's off. We're not doing anything in January. We're taking that off. Time to just kind of
recharge.
Just, yeah.
Get ready for the new year.
So we'll probably do that every year. So just be aware moving forward. We are taking January off. And then just life got in the way.
Working dads and
things came up that just pushed each one of our days to record back. So, you know, Wild Spirits of the Berg, which was episode 90, by the way.
That's ridiculous.
So this is episode 91. We are on countdown to 100 at this point.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
We'll have to plan something big.
Yeah, we will.
So, you know, while Spirits of the Berg was the first one that came out, it was basically the end of February. Literally second to last day of February, for the leap year at least. And now this one's coming out, you know, in March sometime. We're back. We're going to be rolling. You know, we have some really cool things planned, making some new connections. If you watched our social media, I was at Iron City Distilling for Pittsburgh Whiskey Friends share. I got to meet a lot of really cool people over there. Matt and his team are just, God, their knowledge of what they're doing and their craft, like, they care. Not that, I mean, you would hope anyone that opens a distillery cares. But, like, him and his crew have such a massive resume of working with other, like, major distillers and other craft distillers and whatnot. And the one, and I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name, but he was working for Watershed Distilling in Columbus. For like a year or so, or however long. Like, I think it was like a year. And then he came up here and started working with Matt. Before he was at Watershed, he was living in Scotland getting his master's.
Living my dream.
So, I mean, and we got to try. Now, their stuff isn't quite a year old yet. They just started making their own distill last year.
Yeah.
If you went to like the soft opening thing, they had some, but it was like made, it was their stuff. Like, but made somewhere else. Like, he went and anyway. Long story short, their first distillate is getting, it's just under a year old, and we tried the whiskey or the bourbon and the rye. The rye was fantastic.
Ooh,
I mean, it was young. Like, I wasn't expecting a lot,
right,
for it being so young, you know. But I'm excited to let that get some age on. And they have a massive amount of space for barrels too. So
that's great.
But yeah, you know, and just again, just super knowledgeable, was really good time, looking forward to doing some collabs with them. I said, you know, you guys are owned by literally Pittsburgh's beer.
Yep. I mean, they've
right. Pittsburgh Brewing, it makes Iron City, Icy Light, Icy Light Mango, Block House. And they have a couple other like craft ones that I'm blanking on the names right now. So they do other things other than the main stake. It was like, you know, Pittsburgh's beer, hopefully eventually Pittsburgh's whiskey needs to do stuff with Pittsburgh's whiskey podcast. I mean, come on, you know. So
think about it, makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I had a good time. So that hopefully this year we can connect with them and do some content and whatnot. But anyway, I don't even know where I was going with that. I was just updating on what we've been doing.
Yeah, this just it's been busy. Busy. Plus, like, rotating doors of sickness in both households because of the kids being back in school and us being back at work and everything and all that jazz. It's just been, I swear, my family has had some sort of illness for the last 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully that is behind us now.
And I don't know when the next guest appearance from my dad, Big John, is going to be. he's going to kill me for saying this on. Big John fell at work and shattered his elbow.
We love you, Big John.
Shattered his elbow, or as my brother calls him, Big Al. Anyway, yeah, didn't know that was a thing. The whole connection that is the elbow was just, you know. So he is, he's in his, as he calls it, his bionic arm now. He's got like the hinge cast now. Mm. But I don't know when he's going to allowed to be start drinking again. So once he's got the okay from his doctor to start drinking again, we're going to definitely get him on here and.
We gotta do our peanut thoughts. Butter taste.
Well, we still have still to do have that. To yes, do that. Yes, he is still avidly waiting for that.
I haven't forgotten. I've been excited about that since we talked about it.
But anyway, so on to what tonight is about. So tonight, so in November, December, like when my wife, when Lisa ran her onesie drive that she does every year. I put the post on Pistol Whiskey Friends in the group and decided that, you know what, I get a couple single barrels, like PWF single barrels that I know are highly sought after. I said, I'm going to offer up two of them. Like one, I offered up the PWF Yellowstone and the PWF Dad's Hat Pick. Up as, you know, hey, you know, for every packet of onesies that you donate, you had to show like a screenshot and all that stuff. You get one entry. So like some people like bought like three packets. So like three packs of onesies. So they got like three entries, you know. So I only offered it to the group, you know. And then what was awesome was Christian from Lucky Sign. I was telling him about it. He's like, oh, here. They had just started gift cards for Lucky Sign.
Oh, right on.
And he ran one to make sure that it was working. And he did like $50. And he's like, I realize I just made myself a $50 gift card to a distillery that I own. He's like, so here, give it away. So, you know, we have three prizes. But anyway, one of the winners was Stephen Lee, who's in the group. He chose the Yellowstone pick because I just did like a random drawing, name drawing. And when he came to pick up his bottle, he left us a little thank you note and some samples.
Thank you, Stephen.
I'm going to, you know, Stephen, no offense, buddy, but I thought I had bad handwriting. So I'm going to read his note. He said, hi, John. I just want to thank you for donating this prize for such a great cause. It's really generous of you and great that you are using the generosity to benefit others. Sorry we couldn't connect. One of my favorite things about whiskey is how it creates community in Pittsburgh, which is whiskey is better with friends. Let's go. There is nothing better than sharing a pour with new friends. But it seems like you've been I had a crazy start of the year. We don't have to get all of it, but my dad falling was one of them. I thought I would pour you a few samples. I'm still a newbie, but hopefully there are a few things you haven't had. Identifiers are on the back in case you want to do them blind. But we hail from Austin, Texas. So the Midwest, so that's a clue. Best, Steven. I thought it was really nice. He gave us three samples and decent. I've never seen sample bottles like this.
No, they're super cool.
Like test tubes kind of thing. But you know, as soon as I saw that that's what he left us, I was like, well, guess what?
This is show. What we're doing on the show. Showtime.
Now, Zach, you want to stay blind? I peeked. I didn't realize that they were.
Yeah, I'll stay blind. I won't know what the brand is, but I can at least try to figure out the type.
But it's got like a wine nose to it almost.
I should probably sit closer to the mic. Spicy. As my daughter would say when she was four, feisty.
She get embarrassed when you bring that kind of stuff up now? Like as she's getting older, like, you used to say this.
It depends on who we're with, you know. We're with her close friends. She'll be like, yeah, I did. But if we're like out in public or something, and I'm like, remember how you would say, it's feisty, mama? She'll be like, shut up.
It definitely got a little bit of a spice kick, but there is like just like a almost like a white grape like wine aspect to it. On the nose.
There definitely is. You know what reminds me of a little bit? Gin.
Yeah.
A little bit of a pine on the palate.
It really, like, the spice factor really hits as an after effect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, all around spice, like the whole route.
Yeah.
But it really just like lingers on the back end. Hug is meh, you know.
I don't dislike it.
No, it's not.
It's kind of passive. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the spice.
Very much so.
Yeah. If it was, the like you said, the spice is kind of the lingering factor here. I mean, it, the legs on this thing is like super, not oily.
But I agree. Outside of the spice, it's very passive. Like, it's not overly, like, flavorful. That sounds like I'm saying it's bad. It's not bad. Like,
I like it, actually. Yeah. It's this would be an easy whiskey to sit down and just, like...
Probably even be really good in, like, a...
Drink.
Like a mixed drink or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, if you're just, like, sitting down with some friends and you're like, I just want to have a whiskey, then I'm not really going to... You know, I'm just going to drink it. I'm not going to think about it too much. I'm just going to enjoy it, you know? This would be a great one. I would keep this at my bar.
I mean, it's chilly out, so like that'd be good too for like a, you know.
Yeah. Let's make a good hot toddy, I think, with the spices.
Oh, yeah.
I keep coming back to like, especially on the nose now. On the nose, I'm like straight up in like, this is like if bourbon and gin had a little baby. I'm assuming this is bourbon. It tastes sweet like a bourbon. And there's absolutely zero pepper on this, so I'm assuming not a rye. I'm also guessing very young. I will say this, it's very, very smooth. Like you said, the hug is almost non-existent. So you could actually get in a lot of trouble with this because it would be very easy to drink because it wouldn't be telling you to slow down at all with any kind of like warning signs.
How do you want me to reveal this to you?
However the spirit moves you.
99.6 proof.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Is it young?
At least, well, it's a straight blank, blank, blank. Right, so it's at least two. Honey, on the nose, they said honey, cherries, fig, cloves, coffee.
Okay. Cloves is what I was getting. I'll get palate, a lot of cloves.
Chocolate, apricot, sandalwood. I don't even know what the hell sandalwood smells. Ginger and caramel. Clove, cinnamon, molasses, orange zests, all on the finish. Obviously, this is from Texas.
Yeah.
It is from Still Austin.
Okay.
So, Still. Like.
Yeah, still like the Still.
Austin.
Like Whiskey Co.
It's called The Artist.
Interesting.
And it's 100% rye, straight rye whiskey.
No freaking way. Are you kidding me?
No.
I was wrong on every count for this. I love the bottle.
Yeah, I was going to say, I figured you would enjoy the bottle. Yeah.
Bottles are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Can I see that?
Yeah, go ahead. It's a funky, like...
That's beautiful. I love that bottle. I mean, I would honestly keep a bottle of this at my bar.
I don't hate it. I think it's different enough, and I like accruing different whiskeys, like places I haven't heard.
Yeah.
I don't know what the price would be on this.
I got the price here for you.
Oh, you do have it?
Yeah, I found it.
Oh, you found it on their site.
Yeah.
What do they say?
50. I'd pay 35 for it.
Yeah, 30, 40 probably max, yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone wanted to get this for me as a gift, I'd be very pleased with that. I don't know. I don't know if I'd pay 50 though.
No, but
so I might. I like it, but because of the price point, I'm going to give it a downtown.
Yeah, that's probably what I'd do as well. Yeah, that's what I would say as well. I don't hate it, but I don't think this is worth 50.
No,
Maybe 40. Yeah. That or our numbers have to change because of inflation. Anyway,
I'll pay what I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, when my paycheck matches inflation, then I'll up the pricing.
But anyway, I mean,
I do like it though, and the bottle's beautiful. I'd love to have the bottle on my shelf just because the bottle's beautiful.
But not, I mean, not a horrid, like, you know, again, Stephen, please, with everything we say, do not take anything personally. It's different, so I thank you because I've never had it. I've never heard of them. I've never had anything from them, so thank you for providing that aspect of this.
No, I did like it. Again, it's just for me, it's priced a little high for what I get from it. Like I said, I would very happily pay $35-$40 for that. Very happily, and I'd have that at my bar. But 50 is just. I feel like when you hit 50, you're entering into another.
Well, especially because of their still Austin's repertoire. I mean, they had a basic rye, a basic bourbon, cast strength of each, like other ops. So, like,
yeah. But I just feel like once you hit that $50 mark, you've entered into another tier of expectations with whiskeys.
I want a little bit more flavor.
A little more flavor. Mm-hmm. I want a little bit of a hug.
Yeah.
I want to see a little, you know, maybe just a little bit of an oily consistency to it so that it coats my mouth a little bit more.
But I don't know. I mean, I could have looked up how long they've been around, but anyway.
And to your point about could ask Rob for it, he's already my TX hookup.
He's your TX hookup
and,
right now.
And I'm, I don't know. I'm sure that Texas has got a lot of really good whiskeys.
Have you had TX blended? You get the burnt marshmallow, toasted marshmallow note. No, your palate is screwed.
Because the TX blended is, I'm really, actually, no, I actually, I have some upstairs in my bedroom.
The blended?
The blended. I can bring it down in a little bit if you want.
Oh, no, I'm going to be good for my drive home.
No, but I've only got like a third of a bottle of the blended left. So, Rob, if you are listening to this, the blended, I seriously would buy like five bottles of the blended just to like,
just to have it.
Just to have it.
So, Rob, at all times. To like,
if somebody was to say to me, like, what's your staple whiskey, I would say TX blended. Mm-hmm. I would always want to have a TX blended at my bar, no matter where I was.
So, anyway, let's move on to yellow. Because he put colored stickers on it. He says this is yellow.
And it was all yellow.
I get like a chocolate covered cherry.
Dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing the glass. Oh my gosh, I'm tired. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed trying to smell it. And I'm like, my nose is like, I've got my mouth in the glass at that point. And I'm like, why can't I find the smell?
Not a bad first sip.
Nutty finish. Real nutty finish. Oh, the hug starts strong, peters off quickly, but then right around the middle of the chest, it flares back up again, and you get like a second hug.
It's got a nice like bite to it.
Yeah,
I feel like
good legs. Nice viscosity.
That's just it. It's oily, but it's drying on the finish.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, like, nutty, like, aspect. But it's still got, like, the a vanilla and an oat, like, the standard things you would expect. We talked about the Still Austin being a good, like, cold because it had that little... I would... This one over that one on a cold night, for sure. This one's got a little bit more to it.
Warms you up.
It's got a little bit more to it, you know, all around.
Yeah.
I do love that chocolate-covered cherry. I'm not a big dark chocolate fan, do love that dark chocolate chocolate-covered cherry note on the nose.
I love dark chocolate. I could bathe in dark chocolate. I'm not saying...
By itself, no. It's just too bitter for me. But, like... I will, like, if it's done with something that really, like, complements it, yes. I
dark chocolate with walnut.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of food pairings.
Yeah.
You missed out.
When? At. Where? Why?
At the Spirits of the Berg.
Break my heart, John.
Just go. Just.
So rip one off the band-aid. One of the vendors they have there, and I guess she does a lot of their events, like the events that, like, Bears of the Berg perk on, because they put on some other, like, random ones. Was Cupcake PGH. This is one woman makes her own cupcakes, like from scratch, everything. And when she goes to these events with them, she makes specific cupcakes for that event that deal with the theme of whatever it is. So she had four cupcakes that each one paired with like a different spirit. You know what I mean? Like one was like rum, you know, whatever. There was a whiskey one, and they all had fun names to it. And so I went up and introduced myself. Like we typically, you know, we always do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I said, I know this is going to be pretty busy. 600 people. They sold out. I know it's going to be busy. But if you good time to steal away. We'd love to come talk to you. And you know, I said, I took a picture of the board. She had a board, like, you know. And she was like, oh, okay, well, here, take this. And she had minis of the four as, like, a flight that she was selling. But she gave us a free mini flight.
How were they? Try.
And it was two per, so it was eight cupcakes, two per each one. And they got better. I mean, the whiskey one was just, you know. But I'm trying to remember what I said, what my next favorite one was. Coffee. Oh, she did a coffee one. Oh, like a coffee cake.
Why? Mm-hmm.
But we end up, I walked up to her after we ate them, and I was like, holy crap, those were good. Because T and I ate them, like, on mic.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was so good. She goes, I can come talk right now. No one's over here. I was like, let's go. So then she came over, and she started talking about it. And that's when she was like, yeah, I do, like, these events for them all the time and try to, like, you know. But, yeah. So, food pairings, you missed out.
I'll be at the next one. I'm sorry.
But
please make coffee cake again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
All that aside, thoroughly enjoy this one. I think I would rate this one better than the Still Austin. I just think this one just has just more to it, you know. Yeah. So.
I don't want to guess because I was like so.
112 proof.
Okay, I do taste some of the proof on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Steven unknowingly hit us with another, you can't get this now. It is Starlight, single barrel bourbon, finished in Oloroso casks, and it's the Boone County Bourbon Club pick. So it's a single barrel, it's a club pick.
We're not having this again.
Probably not. Unless Steven has more.
Steven!
I thought you were dead. But,
I've had some Starlights before. Nothing, like, to write home about, but this, you know. This was, I enjoyed this one. We could probably look up price, but I don't want to be, like, spoiled. Be like, meh. I didn't hate it. But again, I think it would be hard to look up price because it is a club pick, so who knows. Right. And those prices are... You know, different because you don't, like, you know, mark up for club costs or whatever. Right. You know, anyway, but yeah, I would. Right now, this one's in the lead. I mean, there's only three, but I would pick this one over the Still Austin. Not upset with the Still Austin. You know, I'm excited to try some other stuff that they have just to see what else they, you know.
Right. What else you do? What else they do?
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I liked it. So it's weird. I liked the qualities of this one more because it was, you know, a little more of this, like, oil, oily, and I'm really sorry, folks. I am, like, so working with half of a brain right now.
I know. We need to stop doing these at, like, 9 o'clock at night.
I know. We have to. Lunches?
Sure.
I'll just pop over to your place on my lunch break. Zach, where are you going? Don't worry about it.
I'm back. Let's do this.
I'm going to design so many good things right now. It's going to be insane. When did I get four monitors? Oh, my goodness. Can somebody tell Photoshop to stop moving around? I can't click the buttons. This looks so good. I made a thing in Microsoft Paint.
Oh, my God. Paint.
I don't know. I'm done doing that now. Okay. I've overdone the drunk bit. Okay. So I liked... Here's the thing. I liked the oiliness, the hug, the coating, the body, and everything like that of the second one more. But I actually liked the flavor of the first one more. When it was... Okay. There's no way to say this without sounding dirty. But when the first one was in my mouth... When the first one was in my mouth, I was enjoying the flavors I was getting from that more mm-hmm. than the flavors I was getting from the second. The problem with the first one was as soon as I swallowed it, the flavor was gone.
It was very quick.
It was like the way I can compare it, it doesn't taste anything like this, but it's like the flavor experience you get with a juicy fruit. It's like,
not fruit stripe.
Or fruit stripe, either one. No, this is the zebra. Stripe. So you take three bites and you're like, this is the best thing ever, and now I'm just chewing on a rubber ball. Mm. So for me, they're both a Dantan because I liked the flavor of one better. I liked the everything else about the second one better. And I don't know the price point on the second and the price point on
well,
the first.
Well, I mean, really, with what it is, Dantan's really your only option.
Yeah, because you're not going to get it anywhere.
If I saw, a bar, and I was like, oh, they had this, a club pick
mm-hmm.
at a bar. Yeah, let me try it. Cool.
Oh, I'd always
see how that club thinks of Singapore, kind of.
Right.
But because I don't know if everybody has the same philosophy that I have when it comes to single barrels picks,
right?
Is that they should be vastly different,
yeah,
than the standard offering of whatever that is. You know what I mean?
I agree. Well, it's never mind. I can't talk about it yet. It hasn't come out yet.
What? Yours?
Yeah,
they're sold already. They already sold them.
No, I know. I bought two bottles.
Yeah,
I just need to know when I can pick them up.
I don't know who your person is out here.
Yeah. No, I've got the list. I'm going to text Aaron.
Yeah.
I've been trying to keep up on the...
We're talking about the Liberty Pulpit that the group did.
I've been trying to keep up on the Facebook Messenger group for that one. He just got the labels last week.
Mm.
The stickers for the labels last week. So
you mean the Discord?
No, on Facebook Messenger.
Oh, I'm not in that.
There's a group chat called Give Me Liberty Pull or Give Me Death.
Oh, it's probably just like you guys. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because you're in the Discord thing as well.
Yeah. I don't. I haven't been on Discord in an age.
I know he keeps tagging you. I was just gonna be like, stop tagging me.
I'm sorry, Aaron. Yeah. I'm like, it's so bad. Like I remember when Facebook came out and stuff, I was like, oh, I love social media. This is great.
Oh.
When Instagram came out, oh, this is so great. I never really got into Twitter because I was like, I can't think of anything witty in 140 characters.
Kuiper commented on one of our posts and he was like, I miss Zach. Tell Zach to come back and miss him telling me to vaccinate my utes.
I forgot about that. I forgot I told people to vaccinate their utes.
And we don't need to get on a rabbit hole. So,
all to say, I'm.
What color is this? Green.
I don't know. I'm almost done with social media. I'm so
tired. If it wasn't for the podcast and the group, I don't think I'd care.
Honestly, here's the thing: people can be like, "Find me on Stitchamagoo," and I'd be like, "I'm not going to find you on Stitchamagoo." Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram.
Oh, it's really interesting at these events when people come up that for some reason don't know what podcasts are.
Yeah.
We get the weirdest questions from people at those events. I'm just like, what? I just look at them like, what? What are you asking me? I love the, well, what's your favorite whiskey? I don't know. Who's your favorite kid? Stop.
It depends entirely on
I'm like, well, what? You want to clarify that question some more? I got asked it so much at the spirits, and I was "Can you want to expand upon that? Because that's a major question. It's kind of a loaded question." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Overall, or where should you go that you haven't gone to here yet?" And they're like, "Yeah, that one." Then why didn't you say that? Hey, what booth should I go to? Here's where I've been. That would be an appropriate question. And for crying out loud, I am buying black duct tape and freaking yellow paint markers and covering up freaking bourbon on our banner. Now, we've changed it to whiskey.
Right.
So it needs change anyway, and that's just cheaper than buying a whole new sign. and covering up the word bourbon.
So do you guys only talk about bourbon?
Oh my God. So you guys don't like any other whiskey other than bourbon? It's catchy.
Yeah.
And when we started, it was only bourbon.
It was only bourbon. We didn't know what we were doing. I still barely know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. I like the engagement and getting... But sometimes I'm just like, can you leave now? Yeah.
There are some people you meet and you're like, this is your first time out of the house, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You
don't talk to people normally, do you?
No.
No.
Oh, God. If we had two guests sit down. Like, attendees sit down and talk on the mic. And they, actually, it went well. But it was funny because they were, like, calling themselves out. Like, yeah, we're taters. We're only looking for... And I was like, we ain't going to find that here, but this is all local stuff. You know? They were fun. Like, but they were making fun of themselves. Like, it was a good time. And then I sent them to... They hadn't been to Lucky Signs table yet. And I was like, oh, go that. I said, tell them that, like, we sent you over and, you know, he'll hook you up if you let him want like this or whatever. And one kid came back over. They didn't know who you were. And I was like, what? He's like, I told him, like, hey, the podcast guy, like, sent us over here. And he just kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, you didn't probably talk to there was two guys behind the counter. And yeah. I didn't recognize the other guy.
Yeah.
But Christian was there. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you probably talked to the other guy. I actually don't know him. I know the owner. I don't know the other guy, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, he just had to come back. They didn't know who you were.
Thanks, bud.
We
appreciate that.
It's just funny. People make me laugh.
That's sad or cry.
People watching is the best.
Oh, especially at...
Especially at those kind of events.
Yeah.
Anyway. Green.
Oh.
Hi, floral. To the extreme.
Oh, my. I don't hate it, though.
Like, I'm talking, like, I just, like, opened up, like, a bunch of essential oils, like floral.
Yeah.
You know?
I've smelled this before somewhere. What is the smell?
I like it.
I do, too.
I think that's a great nose.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm at the spa.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Lavender?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, like, essential oils. All the floral essential oils just mint. Hit me at once. Yep.
Lavender, mint. Little bit of that, little bit of like black licorice too. What is the spice that goes into black licorice? Is that
anise?
Anise?
Yeah.
Star anise?
Cat's anise?
Getting some cat's anus on this here whiskey. No, I am getting some anus, though.
Beaver butt. No, there is a whiskey.
Called Beaver
that,
butt?
No, that is...
Ode to Beaver butt?
Pretty much. Not flavored, isn't
flavored with beaver butt?
Yes, like a secretion from like the anal glands of
no,
a beaver.
No, it's not. Is it seriously? Yeah.
Well, and you know what's funny? I forget the name of it, and please help me on this. Is it's actually a common flavoring agent in a lot of foods.
No.
Like vanilla ice cream. I got to look this up now. Hold on.
Who excreted? Who went
who
out of
stuck
the way?
Their finger up a
and,
beaver's
and
ass?
Excreted the anal juices.
Beaver
from
anal
a beaver
gland flavoring.
What is going to happen to your algorithm from that search? You're going to get some weird stuff on Instagram after this, my guy.
Castoreum is what it's called. Castoreum has been traditionally used in Sweden for flavoring a variety of schnapps, commonly referred to as something.
Commonly referred to as I'm never the hell drinking that.
Liter called like beaver snout or something.
Those beetle shells in M&M's aren't looking so bad, are they?
Both beaver sexes have a pair of castor sacs and a pair of anal glands located in the two cavities under the skin between the pelvis and the base of the tail. The castor sacs are not true glands. On a cellular level, hence reference to these structures. It is used as a tincture in some perfumes and rarely as a food additive.
I feel like we need to read this as like Sir David.
In perfume. Oh, in geez. Food, in the United States, Food and Drug Administration lists castoreum extract as a generally recognized as safe food additive. In 1965, they added the castoreum extract.
Oh, they did it in the 60s? They said that you should smoke cigarettes to get rid of a cough in the 60s. Mm.
So funny enough, castorium was also considered for use to contribute to the flavor and odor of cigarettes.
That's not good. You ever smell somebody who smokes like a chimney?
Yeah. Anyway.
I feel like we need
so to... anyway, so the I, you know, anyway.
Castorium's
so you know, so star anus isn't sounding so bad.
No, star. Give me some of that star anus. As long as it's not castorium.
Hey, T, you'll be fine.
As they drink the anal juices of the wild Swedish beaver.
Drink that. That is an interesting flavor. What are you getting? Yeah.
Kind of tastes like it smells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I'm getting... Okay, so even more than the last one, this is reminding me a little bit of like a very floral gin. Lavender, pine, anise. No, it's anise. Dad, if you listen to this episode, I'm sorry. A little artificial sweetener?
Okay. Also, I found that whiskey that is, it's called, it's House of Tamworth is Tamworth Distilling. Eau de Musk. Old world flavoring technique that uses the oil extract from a castor gland of a North American beaver, which excludes a leathery raspberry taste and acts to fortify the whiskey flavors.
I just imagine.
Look at it. It's got literally got a beaver on the look.
Okay, so
Eau de Musk.
When they say a leathery cherry flavor, I imagine a guy just walking up to the first beaver he's ever seen.
Given tossing the old salad.
And he just picks it up, turns it around, and just sucks deeply from its butthole.
Ass to mouth.
And what is just going on? And he just goes, oh my, because you know it would have been pre-America, so it still would have been kind of British.
Steven
and,
is never going to listen to another show.
And they just go, good heavens! I say that's rather leather and cherry. You know, I think we should put this in our beverages.
No, seriously, like I know we're getting off on a massive tangent.
Who will love this? Is the Swiss?
Yes. Who? I mean, obviously, like, back in the day, they would always, like, when, you know, they, like, killed an animal, they always, like, tried to use every part of it, right? Who took this and said, wonder what this tastes like?
Suck on some butt juice.
Anal seepage.
So delicious. Oh, yes, I love me some anal seepage.
Anywho. So this is really good. I don't hate it. There is a memory that just wants to come to the front of my brain when I smell this.
Anal seepage.
But there is another note that I'm just, God, it's just like deep, like just right here, and I can't pinpoint it, like a memory note for me. But this does taste exactly like it smells. Zach's going to have nightmares about beaver butts.
Nightmares or daydreams? Do you want to come over for some dinner? I'm cooking anal seepage.
Oh, my God. We're off the rails. So anyway, what do you think of the whiskey?
My dad's been telling people that he knows at home. He's like, my son has a podcast. You should check it out.
Oh, God, no. Please don't.
And last time I saw him, I was like, okay, they can't listen to the first, like, two seasons because I was on a sweary. I did a lot of the swearies in the first two seasons. And I was like.
Zach drinks, he gets sweary.
And I was like, but I've been trying to rein it back in.
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Not tonight. Oh, my God.
I need Jesus.
You have Jesus. That's the problem.
I know.
Anyway.
I need more Jesus.
So any thoughts on this?
I am torn.
So anyway, this one, whatever this is,
whiskey.
Yeah, that thing.
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm so confused by this. I'll be honest, on the palate at first, I was like, "Oh, delicious." But then as it sat, see, I would like to use this as an ingredient in a cocktail.
I think it would be really good.
Not as the primary base of the cocktail, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. I would use this to add an additional element, layer, a floral.
I think this would be really good for that.
To the cocktail. For that reason. And also, it is so different. Here's the thing. It's giving me a headache. It's so sweet. It's giving me a headache. Mm-hmm. And it's because it tastes a little artificial on the sweetener front to me. Mm-hmm. But I also have never had anything like this before, so I'd want to have this at my bar so that I could be
you
like...
You have had something like this before.
I have?
Yeah. Not this particular one, but you have had something like this before.
Okay. See, I'm going to give it a Hass because I just want to have it so that anytime someone comes over, I'd be like, you have to try this.
All right. You like, ready?
This is going to... I feel like this would be a very divisive whiskey, though. Like, people are either like love this... Or they wouldn't be like into it.
94 proof.
Okay.
It's from Waterloo, which is out of Texas as well.
I've heard of Waterloo.
This is their antique gin barrel rested.
I was on with the gin.
This is a gin. I was letting you say whiskey just because I didn't want to throw you off. But no, this was a barrel rested gin. Yeah.
This was a gin. No wonder it's giving me a headache.
No wonder it's giving you a headache. No wonder you're like, artificial sweetener. I'm like, well, they do put ingredients. Like, you know, like.
So this isn't whiskey, this is gin.
No, this is barrel rested gin.
Explains why I've said anal seepage so much.
You said that before we even tried.
I know, but I think I've said it like twice as much since I took a drink. Gin is my nemesis because I do enjoy gin.
Especially some of this craft gin that's out there. Holy crap.
I've got a... hold on.
I gave you the one from... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That is a barrel-rested gin.
I've got the St. George Dry Rye Reposado Gin. And it's delicious. It's very good. I have almost a full bottle because I cannot... Like, basically, when I have gin, I'm in for the night. It does not take a lot of gin to.
So I'm glad we're at your house.
I legitimately am too, to be completely honest. Like, I would never order gin out unless I was being driven. I remember one time I was, it was actually during COVID, and Rachel and I were doing a FaceTime hang with my brother. And sister and sister-in-law. And we were doing like a cocktail night where we were just on FaceTime and we were all drinking in our houses because it was COVID and we were in quarantine. And at that point we were like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months into COVID. So I was well into wanting something strong. And that night I decided, tonight my night is the night for gin for me. I had 2 gins.
That was it.
On the rocks. I was stupid. I was just stupid. And I was like, I can have like 4 whiskeys.
Yeah.
And be like pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of water, a little bit of carbs. I'm good to drive. Gin, I don't know what it is. My body is not like metabolizing. Not today. We're just going to let this sit. We're going to send it straight into your blood. You are going to be drunky pants, Jackson.
So anyway, thank you again, Stephen, for providing these samples for us. Did not have to do that. Looking forward to hopefully connecting with you at some point.
Now that I know this is a gin, I somehow like it more.
I figured you would change your tone as soon as you found that it was a gin.
When I thought it was a whiskey, I was like, this is a really sweet whiskey. Like, what is going on here? But now that I know it's not a whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Still a Hass?
Still a Hass.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Especially for a gin. Like, see, now that I have it in the context of a gin, I'm like, wow, this is smooth. This is not overly piney.
No, it's not.
It's actually, like, if I had gone into this with the expectation of a gin, I would have been like, that's fabulous. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Steven, thank you so much, dude. This was truly delightful. And I feel like such like a poser right now, because I'm like, I actually really like this now that I know it's a gin. But honestly, like, knowing that it's a gin instead of a whiskey, it has changed my tune. I'll freely admit that. I would buy this. And I did like the artists. I did like that. I just wish it wasn't that expensive. Otherwise, I'd buy it. The Starlight was good.
And this gin on their website is $38.
Oh, yeah. Totally worth it. Definitely has.
Aged 2 years in new American white oak barrels. Glad you're back. Miss your face.
I miss your face.
Miss your musk.
Miss your scent.
Yeah, so we're going to try to keep rolling with these. Yeah. Stay on schedule. We're also looking for, if anyone's still sticking around, other types of sponsors.
Charmin.
We're trying to do, I want to, you know, I don't want to just, so on Spreaker, which is our hosting site for the podcast, right? There is a button, a monetized button that I can click right now that it will insert ads into the show randomly for us. We don't have to do anything. It just does it.
Right.
Be very easy for us to monetize off that. But I don't want an ad on there that I don't believe in or you believe in. You know what I mean?
This is too personal.
I would like to do stuff like that, but I want to give that opportunity to local businesses and stuff.
Businesses, yeah.
I mean, you know, we do the Frost Buddy thing. That's because we're an affiliate program thing. That's a whole, like, you know.
That's different.
And I actually freaking love those. But,
if you've got a product that you believe in that you would like us to promote, that you would like us to try, let us know.
Or you're like a small business just wanting to do, you know.
Branch out a little bit.
Let us know. We're going to put some sort of like package together of like, this is what you get and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do it to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you still want to after this episode. This took a turn that I was not expecting. Maybe
this intrigues people more. I want my name attached to this crazy couple.
Ridiculous. To this odd couple.
We pretty much.
We are.
Anyways.
This really took a turn.
It did.
I'll go into this. I was like, what's today's episode going to be like? I'm really tired. I don't know if this is going to be.
I wasn't sure what we were going to do for the first like regular episode, and then Stephen dropped this on my doorstep.
No, and Stephen wrote such a nice note, and we just ruined so many things. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Stephen. Stephen! You'll wish I was dead.
Well, I guess the only other thing left to do is say, Zachary. Cheers to you, buddy.
Drown my brother. Cheers to you, brother.
And cheers to you.